Let's take a look at the Ramban here at the end of Kisetse, Dvarim Chafei, Yud Zayin. Zachar Esa Sha'asalcha Amalek, Kvar Hizkarti HaMedrash, Shador Shabal B'Sifra, Yochel B'Lipcha, Kshuhu Omer Lo Tishkach, Hari Shechach HaSalei V'Amura. Hamani Mekayim Zachar Shet HaYishanu B'Ficha. V'chein B'Sifra, Zachar Esa Sha'asalcha Amalek B'Peh, Lo Tishkach B'Lif. לא ידעתי מהי הזכירה הזו בפה. Apparently the pshat just in that question of the Ramban. What's the pshat in the Drushas Chazal? So apparently even though one could have said that Amalek is both a mitzvah's essay and a mitzvah's lo essay. And the Enoch Hanami, that Zohar doesn't really add to what Lo Tishkach says, but it's lav or olav ba'asei v'lo essay. But apparently what Chazal is saying is that yes, that can be the case, but that's not the first line of interpretation. That min hastam, again, there is such a thing as kefal alavin. There is such a thing as lavel of be'esei ve'las asei. But min hastam, when it lends itself to it, then the say and the los asei should have different domains. And clearly, that's the pshat in Chazal when they say yochel b'livcha. Hayosh shadovah kein. So apparently the Ramban thinks that stam is zechir b'peh, of saying, I remember Masa Amalek, is not so different from Shechach HaSalev, that it's not clear what Chazal were asking. What Chazal were answering. When Chazal answered, Shetaheshonu Beficha, so they're indicating that, no, the Asay has a different thrust than the Lo Sase, something entirely different, additional. Stam Zechir B'Peh is so, I don't know, so similar to the Shechach HaSalev. So that's what the Ramban said. So the first possibility the Ramban considers, Im Loma Shenikra Parshas Amalek B'Tzibur V'Nimtzeinu L'Meidin Min haTorah b'shniya zocher v'yasmach the mikra megillah min haTorah. So the Ramban's first interpretation of the Chazal is that zocher b'peh means not just zechira, but kriya mitoch haSefer. In which case, when the Mishnah Megillah mentions the Arba Parshios and says that the second of the Arba Parshios is Parsha Zohar, so the timing of Parsha Zohar is Midu Abonon, but the mitzvah which we're fulfilling through Parsha Zohar is Minator, according to this understanding of the Drushas Chazal. What did the Ramban get from? So we understand that, again, he thinks that there's more to Zechira than just mentioning. So we understand that he moves from just Stam Zechira to Kriya. Where did he get that the Drushas Chazal means Kriya B'Tzibur? That it means Kriya B'Tzibur? So We'll come back to that, Blina, in session. V'hanochen be'enai, shehu lomar, shelo tishkach ma she'osa lanu Amalek, ad she'nimcha shmo mitachas ha'shamoyim, Unesaper zelu banenu uledorasenu loma lohem kach osa lanu harosha. So whereas according to the first Mahalach, the Ramban, so bepeh means kriya. So according to the second, bepeh means lesaper lebanenu uledorasenu, to transmit to the next generation. Ulechach netzavinu limchos hashema. So that's what the bepeh is mechadesh, that there's a mitzvah of masorah to transmit ledoros haboyim masha osalonu amalek. But in this context, the Ramban makes clear that the other Rishonim, the Rambam, the Chinuch, other Rishonim say the same. It's suggested by the psukim that mitzvah zechira is linked to mitzvah mechias amalek. That mitzvah zechira is to facilitate mitzvah mechia. That nisaper zeh levaneinu ledoroseinu lomer lohem kach osa lanu harosha ulechach nitzavinu limchos hashemo. That the Rambam also writes, Umitzvus asay lizkor tomid maisav horoim va'arivaso kedei la'orei vaso, that when the opportunity will be at hand, so that will be mekayim the mitzvah of mechias amalek. Now the Gemara in Sanhedrin in the second parak says that shalosh mitzvos nistavu Yisrael b'chnisos la'aretz. The Rambam quotes the Gemara in the beginning of Hilchos Melachim. Limnos lahem melech, lahachriz zaro shel amalek, and limnos lahem beis ha-bechira. So what do you mean shalosh mitzvos? All the mitzvos that tzlius ba'aretz. It's also when Noah goes b'shas k'nisas la'aretz. So clearly what it means, the Rambam says is beferish in Sefer Mitzvos and as does the Chinuch, that it means that shalosh mitzvos in Sabbath Yisrael is a chovas tzibur. It's not a chovas yochid to limnos melech. It's not a chovas yochid to build the Beis HaMikdash. It's a chovas tzibur. Hu adin, hu atam, it's a chovas tzibur to lahachris zaro shel amalek. That's what's reflected in the Ramban, right? In the Ramban's first Mahalach, when the Ramban considers that what Bepeh means is Kriya, so the Ramban says, Loma Shenikra Parshas Hamalek B'tzibur. So we asked, where did Hanicha that the Ramban says the Pshat and Chazal has to be that Bepeh is something which is clearly being Mosif on just maintaining a memory? And stam bepeh, it has to mean more than that. So memel, it means kriya. Where did they get tzibur from? Because mitzvahs mechias amalek is a chovas tzibur. So mestaber, if bepeh means kriya, then it means kriya b'tzibur. According to the second mahalach, that it means masorah. So then hagam that mechias amalek is the Chavos Tzibur, but the way the Masora is transmitted is of Livno, Harav the Talmido. The Ramban, again, when he's presenting the first Mahalach in Zechira Bepeh, Shenikra Parshas Amalek B'tzibur, so the Ramban says, and if that's the Pshat in Zechira Bepeh, so A, Nimtzenu Lemeidin Min HaTorah B'Shniya Zohar, it would mean that Parshas Zohar is the Raisa, but then the Ramban also says, V'yasmach Lemikra Megillah Min HaTorah. it would provide an asmachta for the mitzvah of Kriyas and Megillah. So you see that for the Ramban, the story of the Megillah is a kiyum in Zechiras Maase Amalek. L'chor's siyua for that perspective from the Gemara and Megillah when Shalchu lahem Esther l'chachomim kisivuni l'doros. Megillah's Esther should be committed to writing and should be incorporated into Kisvei HaKadosh. So shalchu lo halo kasavti lach shileshim shileshim v'lo vibeim at shemotzu lo mikva kosu batara ksov zos ikon basefer ksov zos mashakosuv kan v'mishnah Torah the parshas of Amalek and Bishalach and Kisetze zichron mashakosuv b'nevim. With the Shaul, Basefer Mashakosu b'Megillah. So Hagam here that the Gemara is not talking about the mitzvah of Kriyas HaMegillah, it's talking about the Ksivas HaMegillah, but the Gemara clearly highlights that in context of Ksivas HaMegillah, that it's recording Ma'aseh HaMolech. It's recording Ma'aseh HaMolech. The Rambam, supported by a different Gemara, has a different emphasis within Kriyas HaMegillah. After he lists in the Hakdama to the Yad, the Tayag Mitzvahs, then the Rambam says there are other mitzvahs which are Midrabanan, and he explains why Drabanans don't constitute Bal Tosef. A, they're delineated as such, they're not attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're identified as Darabonans, and B, they come to reinforce, to foster, to protect something in the Torah. They're not independent. Elekachon Omim, so the Rambam gives it for instance. Shehanevi'im im Bezdin tiknu v'tzivu likros ha-megillah v'onasa. The tzivui is not attributed to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No. It was a Davish of Minyan. The Sanhedrin introduced it. What the Oraisa Dikya concepts or mitzvahs is Kriyas HaMegillah designed to foster, to reinforce? So, A, Kedei Lahazke Shvachos Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu Utshuas She'asa Lanu V'hoya Karov L'Shu'enu Kedei levorcha ulahalalo, ukedei lehodia ledoros haboim she'emes ma'ashev tichonu b'torah, ki migagodol ashelo Elohim kovim elov, k'ashem elokeinu b'chol kareinu elov. So Kriyas HaMegillah is intended for shavach v'halal. But Kriyas HaMegillah was also introduced by Chazal, Lahodia Lados Haboim, She'emes Ma'ashev Tichonu B'Torah, Ki Migagodol Ashelo Elohim Kov Me'elav, K'Hashem Elokeinu B'chol Kareinu Elav. That we should see a historical example and manifestation of the Torah's Havtocha, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if the tzibur does tshuva, and cry out, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu will always, without exception, accept their tefillah. The story of the Megillah turns on the Lech Knosses Kol Yehudim, on the tshuva utfila is what changed the trajectory. Where did the Rambam get this from? It's a very different perspective on sort of what we're supposed to hear between the lines of the Megillah. Not focusing so much on who the enemy is, who the adversary is, as the Ramban is emphasizing, but rather how we overcame them with the Koach of Tefillah. So if you take a look, there's sort of one line hidden away here in the Gemara. The Gemara beginning in Yud Amud Beis tells us how different Amoraim would give an introduction before they started darshaning the Megillah. And in Yud Aleph Amud Aleph, the Gemara says, Rav Masna Amar Mehocha. Rav Masna, this was his introduction to Megillah Esther. Yud Aleph Amud Aleph in Megillah. Ki migoy gadol asher lo Elohim kov melech. This is the Rambam's Gemara. That's where the Rambam got it from. That what we're supposed to hear between the lines of the Megillah, what we're supposed to recognize is the awesome koach of the Tefillah Satzibur. Obviously the two are not the two perspectives are different. They're not in any way contradictory or mutually exclusive, but two very different perspectives. The Ramban, again, Lemaskana, doesn't go with the pshat that Zohar refers to Kriya min ha-sefer b'tzibur. Again, he opts for the understanding of L'sapir L'banein L'doroseinu, but other Rishonim do accept that. So, for instance, you have the Rosh in, it's actually, we should get to it soon, Be'ez Hashem, the Rosh in Shlosh HaShachlo. The Gemara tells the story that Rabbi Elazar once came in, and they were short one for a minion, so he was Meshachar his Avid. So the Gemara says, how could he do such a thing? La'olam b'am ta'avodu, it's an Issa Asay to be Meshachar and Eve Kanani. The Gemara says, no, it was for a mitzvah. So the Rosh discusses, so what mitzvah is it that justifies Shichur Avodim? So he says, he thinks it was to say Dovah Shebikdusha. I saying a Dovah Shebikdusha is only Durabonon. He says, yeah, but if you have a Durabonon B'tzibur, so that's Olim, even to allow, to override an Essay Menatorah. He said, now you could have said Pshat that it was for Pasha Zocha, and they were missing one for the minion for Pasha Zocha. And that would have been a mitzvah d'oraisa where you needed the minion. The Rosh doesn't think that's pshat because it sounds like it was stam a regular day or something when he came into the shtibel and they were one short for a minion. It doesn't sound like it was dafka pasha zocha. But in that context, the Rosh is mefurish. You know, you could have said that he was being meshachar his avid for a d'oraisa, kigon likros pasha zocha. The other place where this is mentioned in the Rishonim as well, that the Achronim all quote, is also in Brochus. On the beginning of the second parak, the Gemara has a rather cryptic allusion, whether Kol HaTorah B'Loshon HaKodesh Nema or B'Chol Loshon Nema. It's not clear what's that referring to. Kol HaTorah B'Loshon HaKodesh Nema for purposes of what? Or b'chol lashanema for purposes of what? So Tosfos quotes from Rashi, likros b'Torah. So Tosfos says, how can that be pshat? Kriyas haTorah is only d'rabbanan. Tosfos says, no, it means parsha zocha. Maybe Tosfos mentions parsha spara also. It means parsha zocha. So those rishonim, that's the basis for the yeshomim and shulchan aruch, that parsha zocha is b'naTorah. Again, for the Ramban doesn't remain with that the maskana. Rambam doesn't have it either. That Pasha Zocha should be a Doraisi. It's not, you don't have it in the Rambam either. Okay, stop here.